You guys were on a stage.
You did a song, man. No, but seriously, that's going to be the song for that team and that broadcast for the rest of the time they're on this station.
You can find it on iTunes and all other places, too,
by the
way.
Do you have to pay like 99 cents for it?
You
should charge people. Charge people. Cubs fans will pay for anything.
Cubs charge score. Them. If you want it, you can go grab Cubs score.
We're crazy late for a break.
Sorry.
Let that wash over you. He's Matt Spiegel. He's the crooner. I'm Jason Goff. I'm just a guy. We're going to talk to Boers and Bernstein next right here on The Score.
Monday, The Score is live in Wrigleyville at HVAC 3530 North Clark for the Budweiser Cubs home opener broadcast. It's an all-day event starting at 9 a.m. with the Spiegel and Goff Show, followed by Boers and Bernstein from 1 to 6. Come on out before the first pitch, grab some Buds, and enter to win tickets to the game. Brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for... Feeling a wee bit Irish? Well, at Square Celt Ale House and Grill, you'll feel very Irish with their warm and inviting Irish atmosphere. End your workday with 4 to 6 p.m. happy hour, Monday through Friday. Speaking of specials, Square Celt has daily food specials. How does hot homemade pizza sound? Order one up for $10 on Wednesdays. How about wings, tacos, and cold beer? Come out Thursday nights for 50-cent jumbo wings, $2 tacos, and $4 Samuel Adams. Square Celt is in Orland Park, next to the mall.
With WOW Choice, you can build your own plan. Just pick an internet speed, choose a cable package, and keep adding. So whether your name is Mr. Seymour Cat Videos...
Aw, little bitty kitty cats.
Ms. I'm a Gamer...
Activate power shields and wizard spells.
Or Ms. Lift a Post...
Hashtag dinner, y'all.
There's a plan with your name on it. Like if you only want internet, get 30 megs for just $24.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or build your own package. That's WOW Choice. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
You ever wake up so hungry that you want the biggest breakfast ever? You might want to give this a shot. Introducing the new Supreme Breakfast Sandwich from Burger King. Two sizzling sausage patties side by side, crispy bacon, eggs, and melted cheese on a long toasted bun. I know that's a lot. Did you get it all? Here it comes again. The Supreme Breakfast Sandwich at Burger King. Two sausage patties and bacon, eggs, and cheese on an extra long bun. Try the new Supreme Breakfast Sandwich now, only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Are you sure your CPA's office is the best place to have your taxes prepared? Many CPAs specialize in accounting services, not tax preparation. Think about that. That's why we launched Block Advisors. Our tax advisors average 15 years experience and go beyond the return with year-round tax planning. We've seen it all, and even with time running out, we can still solve it all. Visit blockadvisors.com to book an appointment today. Block Advisors, all you need for complicated taxes.
Psst. Hey, you, driving this car. You ever text and drive? Come on, be honest. I bet some of you are doing it now. Just a peek or a quick on my way. It's not hurting anybody, right? Wrong. You know it's dangerous. That's why cops are cracking down and writing tickets. So stop being stupid and stop texting while driving. End of conversation. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves are home Saturday night at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. John Lackey will make his first start in a Cubs uniform tonight when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks after getting the day off yesterday. Cubs haven't started the season 3-0 since 1995. Meanwhile, after last night's 2-1 loss to the A's, White Sox manager Robin Ventura says his team needs to do a better job supporting their pitcher.
We had some opportunities late there and couldn't really do anything with it, but we couldn't really get anything going against Sonny either. I mean, we had the one where we get him on, get him over, get him in, but other than that, he was tough tonight. He was a little, didn't look like he had his best control or, he was a little erratic, but it was effective.
Sox are now 2-1 on the season. Matt Latos will make his White Sox debut this afternoon at 2:35. Jimmy Rollins and Austin Jackson both get the day off. Tyler Saladino gets the start at shortstop. Avisail Garcia in right field. Adam Eaton moves to center field. To Augusta, where Jordan Spieth is all alone atop the leaderboard at the Masters. Spieth sitting at 5-under. Daniel Berger and Justin Rose, 2 shots back at 3-under. Lee Westwood, Brant Snedeker, Jason Day, and Matt Kuchar at 2-under. The Blackhawks will be playing for home ice and for the division in their last two games of the season, including tonight's matchup with the Blues at the United Center. Hawks could win the Central, but they have to win out, and both the Stars and Blues have to lose their final two games. Scott Darling will get the start tonight. Corey Crawford is expected to start Saturday, though, against Columbus. Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov are out tonight. Anisimov has an upper body injury. He's questionable for Saturday. Hossa could play Saturday, but only if he's 100%. Andrew Shaw out for tonight, most likely out for Saturday. Everyone, though, is expected back for the playoffs, according to Coach Joe Quenneville. Bulls are in Miami tonight. They pretty much have to win out and get some help to make the playoffs. Bulls trail Detroit by 2.5 games for the 8th and final playoff spot in the East. Fred Hoiberg says Taj Gibson and Etuan Moore are most likely out tonight. The Bears preseason schedule will come out this afternoon at 3. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. The Grossinger.com hotline is brought to you by Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles at Grossinger.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 8:05 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had the updates all day long, and it was a warm moment earlier if you missed it when Jason brought her some water.
I wanted to make sure everybody's got a frog in their throat every once in a while.
Yep, she
opted for the Mountain Dew instead, though. She said, get that water out of my face. Got a jug of Mountain Dew here.
Man, that Mountain Dew, that's some real stuff.
Yeah, replenishes everything that you need.
Those electrolytes.
Why are you turning the mayor? Every time you do that, you're going to take a lot.
You asking a lot make a man change his beer. I don't know. I just love
every time.
I love Ossie Davis.
You love black voices.
No, I love Ossie Davis and Ruby
Carlos
D.
Carlos Boozer the same way. Give me that. You asking a lot.
Jason Jackson was on the show. Man. Speaking of beautiful mahogany skin, as he called it himself, that was hilarious.
Yeah,
he's a very funny dude, man.
Jackson's a different kind of cat. Dude.
I like that guy.
Different kind of cat.
Talk Miami Heat with him and NBA stuff. Len Casper for our Cubs conversation today. Barry Rosner wrote a very readable book and did a very listenable segment about the Masters, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Jay Zawoski, great job as always. Thank you, Nick Shepkowski, terrific job. And Kevin Zipak helped out as well. Brian Gersh, the video streamer, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Jonah Carey for his regular weekly hit, and a lot of stuff from White Sox home opener will be at Cork and Carey at the park, brought to you by Budweiser. Looking forward to that very much.
Yeah, and now it's time to talk to the fellas. They are out and about. They're at the Under Armour brand house.
We must protect this.
this house.
No doubt. 600 North Michigan Avenue until 6 p.m. Everything that you need, the Under Armour Brand House has. It is a fabulous facility. Mm. It is huge. It is well lit. It is good smelling in the bathroom. It's a very lemony finish in that bathroom. I judge places on their restrooms and the Under Armour
not
Brand
the
House.
Finish.
No, it's not the big finish. Finish. It's a lemony okay. finish.
Well, maybe we'll get a lemony one today.
Yeah. And you know, we can spend the entire day looking at ourselves.
Well, you can. I can't from this angle.
Oh, I don't. I wish I could eliminate you.
They got you on the, they got you on the big TV?
The mirror in half.
Well, no, the big TV's got the masters on it. Yeah. There's a mirrored support beam here that Terry's yeah. staring
nice.
At.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm just checking me out.
You're still like beautiful. He's Brian Billick here. He's just looking.
I am.
How are we doing, guys?
Start cutting people.
How you looking, Terry?
Oh, we will start eliminating people.
I will cut them all.
Yeah, because today we've got all the qualifiers for the Cubs season tickets are here. And then they will be systematically murdered throughout the day.
We're throwing them over the escalator.
Yep. And then eventually
it's a long fall.
I got to say,
you lose tough.
That seems a little harsh, Burnsy, but I mean, if you don't win, I guess that's a better choice.
Death. Yeah, they it's in the fine print. You got once you call in, you got to read every little bit, but it does say that you will be murdered at the conclusion of the day unless you're the winner.
If the escalator doesn't get you, we'll finish it with a ball-peen hammer.
Yeah, did you see what happened in Philly? Speaking of escalators, you see what happened in the Philadelphia Flyers game? The escalator got sped up, and you had just people spilling down the steps and getting trapped at the bottom of the escalator, and the people were just dragging bodies from underneath this massive pile of Philadelphia Flyers humans.
Ooh, that's boy, ick. that could be nothing worse than that.
That's the worst place to be in the world. And what's going on in Philadelphia too? San Hinkie.
Yeah, he goes.
But
he went out all guns blazing, though. He said, this ain't me. The NBA forced him out. And the NBA forced one of their architects into the front office because the NBA is ashamed of what's going on there. But I still believe that man.
What if it works?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's not now because they're going to get free agents and they're going to do the regular run-of-the-mill Philadelphia thing.
I mean, the only way that you could say that it works is if they end up with three picks this year and they hit on all of them.
Right.
And one of them is Brandon Ingram or something, and he's like a true wing stud that they've been waiting for.
But if he kept trying to spin the wheel and that was the plan, and one of those spins comes up right on the jackpot.
Well, the old-time NBA dudes are what happened to that organization. People got scared. People, you got to stay the course. And I know the course is 4 or 5 years is a lot in NBA life, but man, you got people, the tickets still cost the same. Nobody was going. So all that crap about you're charging me the same. No, they weren't charging you because they don't charge you for sitting on your ass at home. Nobody was going. Hmm. So they were trying to build something in the long run, knowing that they were going to take a loss, knowing that they have a hell of a coach in Brett Brown. If you ever, and please don't, but if you watch a Philadelphia 76ers game all the way through, one thing those dudes don't do is quit. They are not talented, but those dudes do not quit. You'll beat the hell out of them. You'll pummel them because you have more talent, but they don't quit. And Brett Brown is a terrific coach. So it sucks that an experiment, you don't get to see it all the way through.
It's a fascinating 13-page definition of what he was doing. There's a lot of really smart stuff in there, but the volume of it and the references, it's incredible.
Well, when Jerry Colangelo's at your door, you know you're going out the back door soon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody's knocking at your door and you open it, Jerry Colangelo, that's it.
Brian feels the same way. His son feels the same way about him.
Yep.
Like that's why he wanted to get gone from that Phoenix thing because, after a while, Jerry, there's a lot of NBA general managers who can't handle when other people are getting credit.
And the truth. I Jerry is an old Chicago Heights guy.
Yes.
I've known him forever. And I didn't realize that during this course of everything, he was this multi-powerful man who, when he comes to your door,
he is USA basketball. In addition. As empowered as they get. This segment of Transition on the Score is being brought to you by Wintrust, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. What's going on with you guys today? You got the season ticket thing, and you got a White Sox game a little bit later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to CJ Nitkowski from Fox Sports 1 today.
He's terrific.
We got Crappin' at 5 and a whole bunch of other stuff to discuss. You saw with LeBron sitting out last night. That's about it for your Bulls playoff hopes now that the half game improvement there.
Tonight they're over.
For Indiana.
Yeah, and it's then, done.
Tonight they're it.
There's no way.
Mark Schanowski said it yesterday, and I was trying to paint a picture where, you got your final games against the Pelicans and the Sixers, and Mark Schanowski flatly said, no, it's over.
There's no way the Pacers or Pistons are out of those 7-8 spots.
Right, and Schanowski just said, don't forget them. The Bulls have checked out. So they're just done.
Well, I got a text from somebody who was who's at the shoot around and
Horace Grant?
No, I didn't get a text from Horace. But he said it's as cheerful and as joyful that they have been all year long.
Oh, I'm sure, because it's over.
It's over. They don't have to deal with the ration is almost fully used up of basketball. They're going to get to go away in 7 days.
So Jimmy Wahlberg can plan his vacations. Derek can figure out which graduations he's going to go to. Bobby Portis can try to close his eyes this offseason. this thing is a wrap.
Doug can close a Jenner deal.
Jordan Clarkson is dating her. Jordan Clarkson, light-skinned toughness, slipped in and stole his woman.
Doug has to learn to fight through those screens in the NBA.
Well, the last week he hadn't been doing anything but playing for the other damn team anyway. That dude got 23 points, 28 points back-to-back. And he's like, all right, see you later, everybody. Thank you. I do not know how to hit a jump shot anymore.
You know, by the way, can we just think about, like, earlier in the week, Jerry makes the Hall of Fame, and that's the public stuff that comes out of there. Then Horace Grant is your legacy announcement, advisor, another fence mended, a reestablishment of loyalty.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Incredible. The blue flu.
That was one of the guys where if anybody would ever have reason to hold a grudge.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Jerry Reinsdorf keeping him out of the family.
He loves to mend fences, man.
That Orlando thing was nasty.
Yeah. Jerry's favorite thing to do.
I don't think he's 80 years old. Yeah. I don't think he wants to leave this earth with some of those feelings.
Really?
Screw
people.
Well, he's die not when like you that. Die. He's just not like that.
I like it.
So those are
running around saying goodbye to people in my last days. Screw you. Take me to the casino.
That's the public PR stuff coming out of the Bulls. Those two things. And today I saw Jimmy Butler has a line of underwear that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, he's dropping Jimmy draws
in the fall. Okay, so that's the stuff that's coming out. Meanwhile, there is no front office person to be found to talk about debacle that this thing actually is right now.
No, because Gar's going to be in Phoenix or something like that, and John's going to hire the next human shield, and we'll keep it moving. We'll keep it moving.
Do you see the Jay Wright Phoenix rumors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jay Wright's going to be able to write his own ticket, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe he's writing it as we speak because he's going to take his $4,000 custom suit and have it done in Phoenix Suns colors instead of Villanova colors. Bring his tailor with him.
And he's got a perennial all-star that is 18 years old if he takes that job. Devin Booker is
nice player.
Every bit of Ray Allen. Every bit.
He's a beautiful shooter.
Have you
seen him play?
I like him, but that's pretty high praise this early.
What do you want me to do it 3 years from now when he's an all-star?
Every bit of Ray Allen, you got him in the Hall of Fame.
I think he's going to be one of the best shooters that we have seen in this game.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched him in high school a little bit and saw him at Kentucky for that year. It's okay. You can call it out early.
No, you don't have to wait on it. I just wanted to make sure I heard what I thought I heard.
Okay. He's going to be every bit of Ray Allen as a shooter. Every bit. That dude is as pure and as natural and can repeat the motion under duress, off a screen, stand still. He is doing it. And Ray, I'd be honest with you, Ray didn't have that at 18. Ray developed his shot. As when the Seattle thing actually made him develop his shot more because he was more of a slasher in Milwaukee.
I sure didn't think of Ray as a pure shooter at UConn.
No, not at all.
He was a driver, slasher.
Yeah, exactly. Wing athlete. No, Devin Booker is special, man. Devin Booker is going to be a great player in this league.
Yeah, we were looking it over the other day when Allen Iverson and Shaquille O'Neal, when it was announced that they were going into the Hall of Fame, and it's something that we had talked about a while back that – if you look at the 22 guys that up until the still eligibles or the not yet eligibles, the still active and Steve Nash, there's only 22 guys have won the award since 1956. And not only is every single one of them a Hall of Famer, everyone's a no doubt unquestioned Hall of Famer. It's just that is not the sport where somebody has an unlikely season, where you get a guy like Ken Caminiti or Terry Pendleton or Jeff Burrows or – in football, Rich Gannon. So it's only the NBA MVPs are an exclusive club of the greatest players of all time. So now you had nine other names, active or recently retired. And when you look at it, there is one winner of that award who is not on a Hall of Fame track.
Well, yeah, we talked about it in transition yesterday, Derrick Rose.
But going through, when Terry and I were talking about it, we talked about Durant. And I wasn't sure. I mean, because
Durant's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Well, see, I think so too. But this was the debate we were having.
You're a four-time scoring champ.
This is the debate. The debate we were having was if he stopped playing right now, would he be a Hall of Famer?
But how many Hall of Fame careers stop after the eighth year?
No, that's not the debate.
It's a dumb debate, though.
No, it's sort of like the Sandy Koufax or Gale Sayers peak value debate. That it hasn't happened in basketball, but if all of a sudden he lost
he's a Hall of Famer right now, in
a mining explosion.
Yes, he's a Hall of Famer.
Player of the year in college. Player of the year in college, too, and since the basketball Hall of Fame is holistic.
He's seven All-Star teams. Yeah, seven All-Star teams.
Hall of Famer right damn now.
You know what? Without question.
How about
right damn now?
And this is the other
four-time scoring champ.
This is the stat we didn't get to mention with you guys yesterday. Uh-huh. It didn't come up till later in the show. That in 1988-89, the MVP was Magic Johnson. That was also the year that Jordan had the crazy numbers. It was like 30 points and eight rebounds and six assists. You remember all that? And he did not win MVP. So this year, a player tied Magic Johnson's record of triple doubles. Magic had 17 triple doubles in 88-89.
Westbrook,
the Wolverine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Westbrook has tied that. There is another player who will be the first since Michael Jordan to average at least 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. And that's Kevin Durant. Those two guys are the same damn team.
Yep.
You've got a Magic Johnson great year.
One of the greatest players of all time.
And a Jordan great year. And they're the third best team in their conference.
I've already eliminated people from the top 50 to put Westbrook and Durant in. I'm done with them.
As Popovich said, whether he's playing his guys tonight or not, I got to know whether I'm staying awake for that one. Because, I mean, they've got two games left.
Well, you're watching baseball anyway, right?
Well, yeah, it's true. I am. I will be awake. It's true. So I guess I have to decide whether it's in my rotation or not.
How late does he usually announce it?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because, I mean, they're at home, right? So he can't say that they didn't travel. Usually we find out they didn't make the flight. Yeah, he didn't have them on the bus.
Yeah, Tony Snell treatment.
Well, they didn't leave Tony on purpose. I don't know. Maybe they tried.
I think they might have.
I'm for that.
I think they might have.
They left him at a rest stop. You know?
Is Tony here? No. Okay, let's go.
Let's take off.
Come on, Tony. I love the Bobby Portis stuff, too. Can he close his eyes, by the way? You think, Jay? You don't think so?
Or is he like a fish?
I don't know if he can close it. I mean, does he sleep that way?
We'll find out. It's, you know, everybody's got to have off-season goals, man.
Do you ever know somebody who can sleep with their eyes open?
No. No.
There was a kid I went to camp with that would fall asleep with his eyes just about halfway open. It was creepy. Terrifying,
man. All right.
Unfortunately, when I do it like late at night, sitting around, the eyes are open.
I lost.
she comes in and just.
Oh yeah, it's creepy.
She put the mirror under your nose.
I get the same thing. Yeah.
I lost
she
Jason.
She throws me over the escalator.
Jason spontaneously combusted. I'll have more details on it tomorrow. He exploded. He's like a Spinal Tap drummer.
I'm just excited to go enjoy this great weather.
Fellas, buddy.
Awful out there.
We'll see you guys.
Fellas.
Have a great afternoon, man.
Have a good show. Under Armour Brand House is where they are at. 600 North Michigan Avenue. Speegs, we've got hockey and baseball and other things taking place tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Have a good time at the game tonight, man.
Yeah, but we're going to be at Cork and Carry at the park. So make sure that you come out there and hang out with your boys from 9 to 1. The Budweiser Southside opening day broadcast.
Nothing but the Cubs times. Song over and over and over again.
Shep will be doing that from here from a safe distance. We'll have a good time with you guys. So come on out and have a Bud with us, or two or three or four. Speegs will be driving people back home if they get inebriated at any point during the broadcast. He has promised you that. So we'll do all that tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Spiegel and Goff Show. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Pennington. One step complete grass seed repairs bare spots in 2 weeks. It will be fascinating to see how the NCAA deals with the cases of Louisville and North Carolina. Louisville, which is dealing with a scandal involving hookers and recruits, on Wednesday added several minor sanctions to its self-imposed ban from the just-concluded postseason. Clearly, the school feels that pleading guilty and throwing himself on the mercy of the court is the way to go. North Carolina, which is being investigated for an 18-year academic scandal, has taken the opposite tack, claiming that those in charge of the basketball program knew nothing about the fraudulent classes being taken by athletes and non-athletes during that period, and thus anything more than wrist slap would be unfair. No self-imposed sanctions, no admission of guilt, and a near national title on Monday. Louisville decided to cut its losses. UNC has thrown all its chips onto the table. I'm John Feinstein.
Overtime Bar and Grill in Lombard is a one-of-a-kind intimate sports bar specializing in serving the perfect combination of bacon and beer. Watch your favorite sports live on high-def TVs, from baseball and football to boxing. They've got a signature bacon menu and a wide selection of unique craft beers, including $4.50 Samuel Adams Nitro White Ale Drafts every Saturday. Join them every Friday for karaoke or most Saturdays for a pay-per-view sporting event. But hey, whatever you do, don't leave without having the bacon. Overtime Bar is at 801 East Roosevelt Road.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your home for all the baseball action. Featuring over 50 high-def TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. Don't miss the Pacquiao versus Bradley battle on April 9th. Visit realtimesportsbar.com.
I'm Rob Gronkowski. When the little voice in my stomach gets hungry, he doesn't just whisper. He yells,
"We need all-natural Alberto beef jerky."
So next time the little voice in your stomach asks for a snack, grab the most delicious lean protein on the planet, Alberto beef jerky. Each package is loaded with savory cuts of lean beef. Listen to me and pick up some all-natural Alberto beef jerky.
Alberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Alberto's all-natural line of beef turkeys. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Are you sure your CPA's office is the best place to have your taxes prepared? Many CPAs specialize in accounting services, not tax preparation. Think about that. That's why we launched Block Advisors. Our tax advisors average 15 years experience and go beyond the return with year-round tax planning. We've seen it all, and even with time running out, we can still solve it all. Visit blockadvisors.com to book an appointment today. Block Advisors, all you need for complicated taxes.
Come in for the Spring Black Friday Savings event happening now at Lowe's. You'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 4 for $10 Stay Green Soil. Plus, get up to $5 off all paint and primer in one via online or mail-in rebate. Make your home happy all season long with great brands and great prices right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 4/7 through 4/11 while supplies last. Soil offer only valid on select sizes. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit?
Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Celebrate the Southsiders opening day with the Spiegel and Goff Show at the Budweiser opening day broadcast live at Cork and Kerry at the park from 9 a.m. to 1. Come on out before the first pitch and grab some buds. Brought to you by Budweiser. Great times are waiting. Grab some buds.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
No, from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Hey, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves are home Saturday night at 7. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. Austin Jackson and Jimmy Rollins both have the day off this afternoon. The White Sox finish up their four-gamer in Oakland. J.B. Shuck and Tyler Saladino are in. Matt Latos will get the start against Kendall Graveman. Sox trying to take three of the four. Tonight, John Lackey will make his first Cubs start. That'll be in Arizona. Ruby De La Rosa will start for the Diamondbacks. Cubs trying to win their first three games of the season. The broadcast is On the Score tonight. There is one game that is happening right now. Fifth inning, Reds lead the Phillies. Score there is 9-4. Blackhawks will take on the Blues tonight at the United Center. Marian Hossa will not play. Brian Bickle will. Taj Gibson and Etuan Moore most likely will not play for the Bulls tonight as they will be in Miami. And also at the Masters, Jordan Spieth, he's now got a two-stroke lead in the first round of the tournament over Paul Casey. Plan your day the right way and catch the weather reports every half hour each morning on 670 The Score, brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, serving Chicagoland for over 45 years. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the home of Cubs baseball. Our next game tonight at 8:05 when the Cubs take on Arizona. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Sure. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll do the second half at 3:30. At Fox Sports 1's CJ Nitkowski will talk baseball with us at 4. And then at 5 o'clock today,
hey,
we will do
Who You Crappin'?
And it was good last week because you took the time
yes.
to actually call in and read your own work, to present your own work rather than have me read it. So that's all we ask. All we ask is, that if you feel strongly enough that you want to express yourself, that you actually express yourself that way. I understand that some people, maybe it's the guy who just had throat surgery who I've advised not to call and talk, or maybe
John Feinstein, if he just had his
maybe it's somebody who's going to not be able to be available between 5 and 5:30.
Yeah. But if you are,
you can be first bank, you can be second bank, but read your own stuff because it makes it better when there are more voices involved. We look forward
to
that.
We mean it too.
At 5-312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to it. Streaming 670thescore.com. There's Sam Sting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text zone on the score is presented by Grossinger. Twitter is at Boers underscore Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan underscore Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com and the important radio.com app for your mobile device. That way you can have the show with you when you are away from a radio or a computer. The producers today are Matt Abaticola.
83 degrees. I've been coming here since they opened this place in 68, and I can never recall a night game at 83 degrees.
Nope, nor I.
83.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's our Dale Jr., you know. He's not donating his brain to science just yet, but he will.
Chris Tannehill.
Isn't your son a player?
No, my son's
I thought he was a good player.
No, my son's never liked sports.
One was a good baseball player.
Neither of them played.
Okay. I thought one of them was a shortstop or something that you talked about last time you were here.
A couple years ago? I had a son who, like, in Little League, I thought he was his way.
I thought you had a son like a lot of these guys do who has a really good player.
He was a good player at a young age, got type 1 diabetes, decided never to play again, became a musician. So.
Oh, good for him. Yeah.
Who was he talking to? I don't know who that was.
Ron Darling.
Little darling.
Is that right?
Was Francesa trying to get him to admit that he had a son that he told him about before that he doesn't know about?
That's what he's trying
to
get.
So Francesa, is he arguing with him? He's like, no, trust me, you have a son who's really good at baseball.
And isn't your son a player?
No, my son's...
I thought he was a good player.
You know, I saw this thing the other day. Francesa was bemoaning the fact that all sports talk radio sounds the same.
Really?
They're on everybody's case, and if you've heard one, you've heard them all, and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking, he was on the case big time. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, we're not going through our phone and moaning or accusing people of having children they didn't have. You're right.
Or falling asleep.
They're falling asleep. We haven't done that, so you're right. You are doing. I take it that's what he meant, that he's different than the rest because of what he does. I'm not sure that falling asleep qualifies you to be different. Or going through your phone, but yeah, he was decrying that all sports talk radio sounds the same. It's just there's nobody out there with any original thoughts.
He's not listening to any of it. You know that.
I know. No original thoughts. And I'm thinking, from you?
We're at the Under Armour brand house at the corner of Michigan and Ohio. And later on in the show, we will have...
It's a gathering of score people here.
Oh, yes. You can tell these are score people.
But frightening.
But there will be one name remaining as everyone is systematically eliminated throughout the day. It will be down to two. And then we will be drawing the final name. And no, Dave Miska's not dead. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
That's a can of corn. Out of here. And it's 2-0.
It's a big can.
That's the old can you can't reach. It is a can of corn, but that can of corn is over the fence.
Hey, Miska's my CPR, my ENT, and my EMT, and proudly still, right now, the mayor of Alsip.
That's like the opposite of the Chip Carey swung on, hammered center field, coming in to make the play. Right? It's a blooper behind second base. That's can of corn.
It's a can of corn. He's been coming there since '83.
No, coming there since '68.
Let's hear it.
Canna in the right field. That's a can of corn. Out of here.
Yeah. That's the can of corn you don't want because it explodes on you.
My corn is gone.
Yes. What happened to your corn?
My corn.
The old flying corn.
Oh,
away it goes.
I know he has trouble seeing.
Yes. I think you can almost tell from the sound of that one. And for people who don't know what can of corn means, the reference is to old-time grocery stores when they would stack the cans way up and you'd have your basket and somebody would have to assist you to get the top can. They would take a stick. Mm-hmm. And they would topple that very top can, and it would just fall in your basket.
Yeah, so fall in your basket.
Saying an easy pop fly was as easy to catch as that falling can of corn.
Does that strike you that reference might be too old? nobody even in my generation that ever going a store where there was a guy with a stick bringing corn down for you. You know, I mean, so you're covered a number of years with that. What is he talking about?
You might as well talk about the Iceman showing up with a cube of ice for your icebox.
the wagon train to the game.
Right. I just like, fuck, that's 1930s maybe?
Oh, it's got to be earlier 20s? Than that, right?
I mean, I don't know, but I've never been a star to get with a stick.
He's got a hot stick, and he's dangerous.
Well, that's different. That's a different, you know, different condition.
You don't want the hot that's stick different. For the can of corn. No, you definitely don't want different. That. That can cook the corn, and that's bad.
I mean,
and it's also probably a small town, like a rural thing, perhaps, where you're talking about some of the, you know, some mom and pop shop where they're stacking everything to the roof. I mean, the only place I see things stacked to the roof is at Costco, and you know they don't want to have to push that with a stick and you get 40 pounds of Charmin. I mean, you know, that's going to kill somebody. You stand underneath and try to catch like that 5-gallon container of Metamucil or something. Terry said, I got it, buddy.
One size fits all. I said, do you have something smaller than the barrel?
Nope. That's our travel size.
That's why we're here. We go big.
go home.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll take that. That'll look great in my luggage.
312-644-6767, the Boers and Bernstein Show. I think you're right. I think this is it for the Chicago Bulls tonight, that they know their season's over, and they're looking forward to having an opportunity to end their season tonight.
They're happy today. Practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're relieved.
Yep.
Well, you know why? Because they're gonna work out together.
Unbelievable. You've had an entire season.
Yeah. Don't you like a entire season during the season? Don't you see them? You practice together. You could go in the weight room together. Can't you do that then? Do you have to do it in the summer?
It's April 7th.
April 7th.
And yes. Now we got to go work out together to try to get this all synced up. We got to make this work. So. You've been playing together a whole year. What are you talking
about? What I kind of think. I mean, you do lift weights. You do all this stuff during the year, don't you? Don't you kind of stay in some kind of shape a little bit here and there? I mean, you practice with each other. I don't quite get, well, we're going to go and work out this summer.
What?
Boy, you're weird. And now they're happy. Now it's dance time. Everything's great.
Well, it's like what they say about people who kill themselves. Like the only time they're happy is after they finally decide that they're going to kill themselves. And in between that time and the time they actually do it is the happiest that they are for the remainder of their earthly existence. That's the Bulls are like a suicidal patient. And they just want it over with. And I'm like, hey.
Thank God, by the way.
It might be over with. This team might finally be dead. And now they've got this odd euphoria occurring. That's really unsettling. Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
Monday, the score is live in Wrigleyville at HVAC, 3530 North Clark for the Budweiser Cubs home opener broadcast. It's an all-day event starting at 9 a.m. with the Spiegel and Goff Show, followed by Boers and Bernstein from 1 to 6. Come on out before the first pitch, grab some Buds, and enter to win tickets to the game. Brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's a one-of-a-kind pub and grub located in the Norwood Park area. Mo Daly's proudly represents the essence of Chicago's finest. Enjoy watching your favorite sports teams televised on any of their 24 flat-screen TVs with surround sound, or get your seat in front of their 80-inch flat-screen TV for the fan-favorite game of the day, featuring the all-new Samuel Adams Rebel Grapefruit IPA and Nitro White Ale. Ask your server for more information. Mo Daly's is at 6070 North Northwest Highway in Chicago.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't diabetes. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthy choices.
Are you sure your CPA's office is the best place to have your taxes prepared? Many CPAs specialize in accounting services, not tax preparation. Think about that. That's why we launched Block Advisors. Our tax advisors average 15 years experience and go beyond the return with year-round tax planning. We've seen it all, and even with time running out, we can still solve it all. Visit blockadvisors.com to book an appointment today. Block Advisors, all you need for complicated taxes.
Come in for the Spring Black Friday Savings event happening now at Lowe's. You'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 4 for $10 Stay Green Soil. Plus, get up to $5 off all paint and primer in one via online or mail-in rebate. Make your home happy all season long with great brands and great prices right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 4/7 through 4/11 while supplies last. Soil offer only valid on select sizes. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Black Friday savings in the spring? You'll find them now at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like the Whirlpool Stackable Front Load Washer or Electric Dryer, just $5.48 each. Buy them both and save over $500. It's a whole new day for laundry. Spring Black Friday savings. Spring done smarter now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas Dryer Extra. Offer ends April 20th.
Hey, it's Richard Sherman, all-pro cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. When the little voice in my stomach gets hungry, he talks mad trash like, you know I don't want these weak snacks. Get me all-natural Oberto beef jerky. So I grab the most delicious lean protein on the planet, Oberto beef jerky. It's loaded with savory cuts of lean beef. Listen to the little voice in your stomach and pick up some all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerkies. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Lawrence Levy from Levy & Associates, the nation's leading tax resolution firm. If you have IRS tax problems and you can't sleep at night, you give us a call immediately at 800-890-2200. Have you been levied by the IRS? Has your bank account been levied? Have your wages been levied? If so, give us a call today at 800-890-2200. The IRS and state tax problems can be addressed. Give the best team in the country a call today, 800-890-2200.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
You know, it's kind of the same thing with this group, is you get hit with a little adversity, and we just don't handle it well. When things go well, we're a pretty damn good team. But, you know, when we get hit with adversity and put our heads down, we don't handle that well, and then we dig ourselves a deeper hole, and it's too much to climb out of.
Well, say, Fred. Fred's always got thoughts. They don't matter anymore because his team doesn't care. But by the way, we were a little bit off. Can of corn originated in the 19th century. 19th century. He is using things during a baseball game that began in the 19th century. I mean, for the love of God, you know, and you wonder why. I'll be really pleased when they get home. Please come on home. So I got, please come on home. Come back to us, because I can't take it. I just can't. But it's 19th century reference.
Yeah, and I apparently missed it. We should bring this up with Tony. I was informed that during one of the broadcasts with Jason Benetti, during spring training, they had one of the kid eating ice cream shots.
Oh yeah,
and you know, they
oh, yeah.
did the Blackhawks game the other night, and then there was some reference to Mr. Softy, and I guess old Johnny Carmelo said to Stoney, that used to be your nickname, wasn't it? So that's why Stone started taking shots at him for the rest of the broadcast, too. No, they didn't call me Mr. Softy. Bad nickname.
That's a bad nickname. Yeah. You don't want to go near that. You don't want to go near that.
Nope.
But I really, there's 19th century references.
Mm-hmm.
19th century. Even Hawk doesn't remember that. I mean, you listen to Vin Scully, and I still get Dodger games on my hookup. I still get the Dodgers.
You don't have to change your IP address backdoor your way into Dodger games?
What? That's a bad thing to be called, too. No, I have no problem getting them. And I saw an interview that he did the other day before the season started, and he's just so mellow and humble. It's amazing. He said, you know, somebody else is going to come and do this job. I said, Dad, you know, because he said, what is it like being so important? He said, I'm not that important. I do baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he's never one that wants the spotlight. He's never one that praises himself. He doesn't. You know, he'll talk about the game all day. He's got stories because he talks about his prep, which is true. I mean, you think about working alone. I mean,
I have worked alone.
It is really tough to do that and do what he does while he's doing it. Because
it's one thing to do it for basketball, as I did for a long time. But working alone for baseball, you have to almost have different personalities and find a way to talk to yourself and have this sort of the internal dialogue that ends up manifesting itself as a monologue. And when in doubt, the good thing about baseball, I was fun. When in doubt, just describe something.
Mm-hmm.
Just describe what you see. Maybe it's some people in the stands. Maybe it's the way the sun is coming through the clouds. Anything, something a player happens to be doing, just see something and describe it. You're never at a loss, because people say, well, what do you ever not have something to say? No, when it's your job to bring the tone and texture and picture of a baseball game to people, as it is his, there's always something you can describe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, and the homework is important, but he knows everybody. So when he goes to somebody and asks a question or said, what about this, or I heard this, I mean, that guy's going to talk to him. He's going to have a story for the game, and he gets them. I mean, and what do we get? A can of corn. Uh-oh. I mean, it just is like, and the guy is 88 or 89? I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's not possible to do that.
What the hell?
That's not possible to be that good.
That's funny. After all our talk with Nick Faldo and everything else about Jordan Spieth and his travel and his fatigue and all that, and he's leading the Masters. I know the pin placements aren't exactly your Saturday-Sunday pin placements, but he is he's
they're 500. Closing in on him.
Well, we'll see.
But I just, there's such a, it's great to have baseball back for a lot of reasons. Hawk is not one of them. And there's so much going on early in the season. There's a lot of stuff to try to catch up on. So I try to watch a lot of stuff because when the Sox are on the road, that's tough for me. That's a difficult watch.
Have you been watching the Dodgers and the Padres? Because that is,
yes.
And you mentioned that you're getting those games. I want to say that the Padres have begun the season losing by an aggregate score of 25-0.
That is correct,
right?
Yep.
And that's the first time
rebuilding.
The first time that's ever happened.
Yep. There's a lot of firsts this year. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But that is a 25-0, and they remember they loaded up for last year,
mm-hmm.
and they did absolutely nothing, so they unloaded for this year.
Correct. They won the offseason last year.
Yeah, they were one of the teams that won the offseason along with the Sox, and then won nothing and spent a lot of money, and so they're going the other direction, and boy, are they going the other direction. Holy crap. I there's so many firsts in just this first week of baseball. It's incredible what's going on. What a start. What a start. But, I mean, anyway, so this guy is talking about, I mean, the games are no damn good. The Dodgers are ahead 27-0 every day. So it's like there's nothing going on. And yet, there he is. He's always got something. He's got something every minute of it.
He's just doing the job.
Yeah, it's truly, you know, because you think, well, is this a year he starts to slow? Because this is last year. Is this a year he starts to slow down? Is something, you know, no, not a bit. Not a bit. still as good as he ever was, as sharp as he ever was, as informative as he ever was, and he knows everything about everything besides the game. You know, if Hawk begins a conversation about something besides baseball, oh, it's time to go fast.
Right, this guy's angry. Give Hawk a break. Everybody uses can of corn.
No,
they don't.
Give me another name.
Yeah, name another broadcaster who uses that. Name one other broadcaster.
Yeah, give me that name.
That's his bit.
19th century. Yeah. 19th century. Nobody knows what he's talking about anyway.
That's when your neighborhood greengrocer would have his stick.
That's what it was. That's what it is.
Yep, his grocery stick, and he tipped the can over there.
Yep, that's exactly what it was, but 19th century. 20th century even, 19th century. We were a little bit off. But I just think there's a way to do baseball games.
I can't tell you the last time I bought a can of corn.
We don't do it either. We don't have any.
If I needed corn kernels, I would buy frozen.
I bought a can of corn last week.
For what?
Made a chicken and white bean chili. Threw in a can of corn.
And you? Why not frozen corn?
Because I wanted a can of corn. I could walk up to the register and give it to the lady and say, "Here's a can of corn."
It's a home run, actually.
Yep.
Okay.
Probably because I was in that aisle getting other things, and so I grabbed some beans, and I grabbed, there's the veggie aisle, the canned mm-hmm. veggie aisle, stuff
yes.
I needed.
Yes.
So there was the tomatoes I wanted, and then the beans, and so I wanted corn. So there it was. I just grabbed it.
Just feeling canny at the moment.
And it was a southwestern style can of corn.
Ah, so it's already seasoned.
Already stuff in it.
Yeah. See you working there, big fella.
It's great with the pork chops too. The canned corn.
All right, sorry. I didn't know it was still...
It's true.
Well, I'm a big fan of canned veggies. I think canned veggies are delicious.
I just didn't get it down.
Demeaning all canned veggies.
Well, I think you
vegetables.
Were. I think you were demeaning them, and I think a nice can of Italian-style green beans goes a long way.
Toward?
Making you feel good in your belly.
More Italian.
Nothing says Italy like canned beans. Right, come on.
Sure does.
The Boris Bernstein Show at the Under Armour Brand House, Michigan and Ohio. It's interesting that they qualify people and they ask them to stand around for 5 hours.
Yeah.
There's what you're going to do. You're probably not going to win, but you're going to spend your afternoon standing for 5 hours.
Plus, they're score listeners. There's inherent problems in all of this.
Well, not for one person. Certainly not for one lucky person.
One lucky person.
Is going to win something extremely valuable, especially this year.
One thing about it, though, they're not going to walk away better looking. No, I'm kidding. I love you all. You know that. Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Cubs. And right now, you're listening to the Boers and Bernstein Show. They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams afternoons from 1 to 6. Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of...
Crack is a Gaelic term that describes the feeling you should get in an Irish pub. Fun, good conversation, good music and food, and great people. And that's what Quigley's Irish Pub in Naperville is all about. The staff at Quigley's do their best to provide you with good crack. So sit back, enjoy the food, beer, music, and people. Bring your family, bring your friends, and sit back and enjoy $4.50 Samuel Adams drafts every Tuesday. For a true Irish pub experience, visit Quigley's Irish Pub at 43 East Jefferson Street in downtown Naperville.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Are you sure your CPA's office is the best place to have your taxes prepared? Many CPAs specialize in accounting services, not tax preparation. Think about that. That's why we launched Block Advisors. Our tax advisors average 15 years experience and go beyond the return with year-round tax planning. We've seen it all, and even with time running out, we can still solve it all. Visit blockadvisors.com to book an appointment today. Block Advisors, all you need for complicated taxes.
Come in for the Spring Black Friday Savings event happening now at Lowe's. You'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 4 for $10 Stay Green Soil. Plus, get up to $5 off all paint and primer in one via online or mail-in rebate. Make your home happy all season long with great brands and great prices right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 4/7 through 4/11 while supplies last. Soil offer only valid on select sizes. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Black Friday savings in the spring? You'll find them now at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like the Whirlpool stackable front load washer or electric dryer, just $5.48 each. Buy them both and save over $500. It's a whole new day for laundry. Spring Black Friday savings. Spring done smarter now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. Offer ends April 20th.
Get unlimited data on 4 smartphone lines for $180 per month after bill credits when you have AT&T Wireless and DirecTV. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Pay $220 per month before credits for 4th line start within 2 bill cycles. Must have eligible TV service. If not eligible, AT&T will move you to a new plan and overage charges may apply. After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T